Next time you see a colony of ants hanging out in your garden, it might be a good idea to just let them be. New research shows that ants can be more effective than pesticides. The study looked at 17 different plants, including mangoes, citrus, and soybeans, and found that ants hunted the pests that can sometimes plague these crops. Researchers say the discovery could make farming more sustainable. Let's bring in Adam Hart. He's an entomologist and professor of science communication at the University of Gloucestershire. Adam, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so you were not involved in the research, but you have spent a lot of time studying ants. Was the news that they might be better than pesticides for farmers much of a surprise to you?
I'll be honest with you, it kind of wasn't. It was very welcome, though, to see all of that research being put together in this big sort of review because, you know, as someone that studies ants and insects generally, I spend quite a lot of time persuading people that there's more to them than meets the eye and that although they may be a bit annoying at times, they actually have an amazing kind of use throughout the environment. So to have this sort of written down and demonstrated so effectively that they're actually extremely useful pest controllers was really helpful.
Well, right. I mean, as a casual gardener, I didn't even realize that ants were considered predators. I thought they were themselves the pests. So what do they like to eat?
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised by that, actually. But yeah, ants are pretty effective predators. They'll take off all sorts of pests that you find on plants, things like scale insects, for example, they'll go after. In some cases, they'll go after aphids, but in other cases, they'll actually farm aphids. So they look after them, and then they'll eat the honeydew that comes out of their back ends that aphids produce when they're feeding on plants. So that can be a little bit of a problem, actually. That's what this research also shows. It's quite a delicate balance. So in some cases, ants can be quite harmful, actually. They can encourage aphids, but overall, their sort of predatory presence on plants is very, very helpful. So they are overall very good pest controllers.
So the important thing here is that they could be seen as an alternative to pesticides because, you know, pesticides, they help us grow a lot of our food, but they're also pretty harmful to our health and to the environment. Do you think it's feasible that farmers could really start to use ants instead of chemicals to do the job?
Yeah, I think it's certainly feasible. We need to look at much more integrated solutions to pest management. The fact is, if you grow lots of crops, it's all the same sort of crops, usually very closely genetically related in a big field. It is an absolute amazing resource for any pest that can get a toehold. So we do have to use some sort of pest control. But as you say, pouring pesticides, pouring chemicals onto the land is not the ideal solution, in all honesty. So if we can come up with these integrated methods where we can take advantage of natural systems, we can take advantage of the fact that ants can be really, really useful pest controllers, for example. We can supply ants with a few of the things that they like, really encouraging them in there, and it could be really, really useful. But what we need to do, I mean, it's no surprise to hear an ant scientist sort of say this, but we need more research. We do need more information. But it's certainly very promising, and it certainly points towards that as being a very useful solution.
There are at least 14,000 known species of ants. And as you say, many of them might actually encourage other bugs to stick around and farm them, as you say. So what are the potential risks of using ants as a natural pest control?
Yeah, well, as you say, ants are very diverse, and they have not just a diversity of species, but actually a diversity of habits and ecology as well. So what you don't want to be doing is thinking, oh, this paper says that ants are good for crops, so I'll go and buy a load of ants on the internet and chuck them out on my garden and that'll be good. Some ants are highly invasive, for example, fire ants. They can spread very, very rapidly, get a toehold. They can change the ecology of an area and cause all sorts of problems. So not every ant is going to be necessarily good. And what the work actually shows is that not every agricultural system shows such a big benefit. Interestingly, they showed really high benefits being in crops that were grown in shaded areas, which I thought was really interesting, and mixed crops.
Okay, before I let you go, you spent a lot of time studying these tiny little bugs, but they're actually fascinating creatures. What's your favorite bit of ant trivia that you like to trot out at a cocktail party?
Well, you know, I started studying ants by studying a group called the leaf-cutting ants, which you find down in Central and South America and just coming up into Texas. And they're the ones that you'll see on nature documentaries carrying fragments of leaves above their head. And they are just phenomenal. And when you dig into one of those colonies, it can take days and days to get there. And there are thousands of ants coming out. A big colony can have, well, I mean, some people say as many as 10 million individuals. And you realize that all of that has come from one single queen. And I think for me, that's the most amazing thing. She will start a colony on her own. With nothing, basically, but what she can carry inside her, you know, some fat deposits and a pair of very active ovaries. And from that, she is able to dig a hole in the ground and produce. She spits up the tiniest little bit of fungus she's taken from the nest, and she starts from scratch that entire colony. And when you go and see those massive colonies, they're maybe, you know, 5 or 6 years old, and they're enormous, like this massive underground city. Yeah, it's a really incredible thing that started just from a single individual. So that's my favorite thing about ants, I think.
Wow. Adam Hart, entomologist and professor of science communication at the University of Gloucestershire. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.